Go Loud. Go Loud presents Talking More Bollocks. Proudly supported by the Hot Box Sauna. Need a reset? Sweat it out at the Hot Box Sauna. Ireland's number one sauna and cold plunge experience. Recharge, relax and reconnect in stunning outdoor locations. Book your session now at thehotboxsauna.ie. Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Try your waist in it now. Till your body attends. Walk it hard and long. When you finish that,
the hypnotic.
Go down. Come up.
Terry, did a hot box on a session last week. I'm still thinking about it. The heat just hits you different.
Yeah, that proper finished blast followed by the cold plunge. I felt brand new after my one. It's an unreal vibe as well. Lakeside, see your proper escape.
I went in wrecked and I came out a new man. I was floating. It's not just for recovery either. It's a great spot to catch up or sweat out the fail from the night before.
Yeah, they haven't nailed. I was at the one in Meath, but they're in Sligo, Kilkenny, Louth and Dublin. Which one did you go to?
At the Dublin one, of course. If you fancy giving her a go, hit them up at thehotboxsauna.ie. Or check them out on Instagram at the Hotbox Sauna.
And here's a bonus. Use the code TALKINBOLLOCKS10 for 10% off your session. You'll thank us later.
So before we get started, we got a ticket update at the start of this week. We're literally down to the last few tickets for our biggest ever show to date, July 11th, Borgosh Energy Theatre. It's a Friday night. Shane Todd, Coyle Cobbler, myself, Terry. I've already been told I'm not allowed to say anymore because I've said enough in previous episodes about what's going on the day. Owen's looking at me very sternly.
Keep some secrets.
Get on, get your tickets on Ticketmaster. Talking Bollocks Live. You'll see them there. Get your tickets. We'll see us all there. And that's it. Right. Good fact for you. Darren Clarity's here because we haven't done an evening recording in a long time.
Nope.
This is mad.
Feels weird as well.
Look at Darren Clarity checking the blinking clock. Will you relax?
It's 21 minutes past midnight. It's a bit later than evening.
All right, Darren.
Commitment.
Do you want to know a good fact for you?
Go on.
Do you know when you were making the Terminator? Who do you originally wanted to be the Terminator?
Pierce Brosnan.
No.
Sylvester Stallone.
OJ Simpson. Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
And James Cameron turned it down. Do you know why? He said, no one had ever believed OJ Simpson is a killer. And you can Google that. That's what he said.
Oh, can we get a fact check on that, bro?
James Cameron turned down OJ Simpson.
It's true?
Yeah, we had that fact installed a long time ago.
That's legal.
Because he said, no one would believe OJ is a killer.
You can tell the future. Who's he?
He's not a killer.
James Cameron?
He's no, OJ.
Titanic more than most people.
OJ is not a killer.
Yeah. No, he's not. That's defamation.
He was.
He's dead. He did it.
I know.
he was convicted in a civil case.
Yeah. Ah, did that count?
Not really. He never went to prison for it. Went to prison for all the stuff in the end.
Yeah. And for 30 years in the end.
For robbing his own stuff.
Yeah. He did a robbery, didn't
he? Yeah. He robbed his own
job. He got 40 years for
that. Yeah, 40 years.
I remember reading about that.
He went bankrupt.
Good story there.
He went bankrupt over the civil case.
Yeah, except to pay him loads of money because he murdered him.
Yeah, and then to get the money back, he robbed his own memorabilia.
Why are you horrified? He's not going to sue you. He's dead.
No,
he's not going to murder you either. He's also dead.
Did you ever see the video?
I've been afraid of OJ's ghost.
The video, and OJ has the knife, and he's got around, he's like that. Wee, wee, wee. And you're like, mate, you literally killed someone.
He wrote a book called If I Did It, Confessions of a Killer. And it's about his hypothetical scenario of what would have happened if he had killed them.
A good fact about that, because he lost the civil case, who was his ex-wife who he murdered?
Nicole Brown Simpson.
Whole family then got the rights to the book and published it again and put the if really small. So on the book it says,
I did it,
but it's tiny. So it just looks like, I did it. Confessions of a Killer by OJ Simpson. Yeah. There's a deep dive for you. But yeah, anyways, so here we are. Darren Clarity, can't get rid of you.
Yeah, I don't know why. I just said hello to you outside and now I'm here.
Yeah, well, look, I have to go. I have to see my mom. I've been away for 2 weeks. And now you're here in the studio.
Correct.
After your disappointing performance as the official in the team.
You were hell. How actually? We forgot all of it. You were horrendous.
I listened back.
You
lost. Can I just speak for a second? You lost your marble.
I did.
Completely lost all sense and semblance of control. You were like OJ on the steps in Nicole Brown Simpson's house. You'd lost your mind.
Right, listen to me. I think the worst in the room was on.
In what sense?
He should have got four red cards when I listened back.
I didn't get any, even though I asked.
I did listen back on. You were disgraceful.
You are horrible. You are horrendous, bro. You are Joey Byrne.
Dark Arts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he got me the week before in the spelling bee. He, Calvin said spell definitely. He goes, too easy. Give me a different one. He couldn't spell.
Can you spell it now?
Yeah, he can.
Doesn't matter if I can spell it now.
Yeah, I'm
weak. Go for it now, Alan.
I'll spell 3-0.
Oh.
Spell definitely. Go on.
No.
Look at panicking. No, look at his leg is tapping. His leg is tapping. He's nervous.
Oh, and spell definitely.
Go on, will you? Spell it.
I'm just going to Google it just to be sure.
I know it. No.
I'm going to get on with answering questions.
Oh, no, you can't spell it.
You're not allowed to type it in.
That's serious evasion.
By the way, you were the second worst in the room and you were an official.
Ah, you see.
And he's usually the worst over
you
there.
Definitely.
I can't.
D-E-F-I-N-I-T-E-L-Y.
You're missing an E somewhere.
I'm not.
Check the tape.
Check the tape.
Am I? I'm not.
Right. You spelled it different in a second though, did you?
Give us your version. Give us your version.
D-E-F-I-N-I-T-E-L-Y.
Yeah, he's correct.
That's what I said twice.
No, you were wrong twice.
What?
Check the tape.
I checked the tape.
I was right.
Check the tape.
Anyway, this is Talking More Bollocks, so not everyone has heard the quiz on TBS.
Oh, bollocks.
So.
But they can own.
Or we can
if TBS. They want.
They can.
How would they?
When it comes to making money, Darren Cleary.
When it comes to a few pounds.
I mean, everyone does say it, Darren. You are like Mr. Krabs. Hello, I like money.
Yeah. You're a hungry cunt. Yeah. Yeah. Isn't he on? Oh, he's a miserable cunt, bro. You know he is.
Why he might be more miserable with you than most people?
Yeah.
If you bring it out with me.
Yeah. Remember that time you said to us, come on, we go for lunch, and then you took it out of P&L for one of the Vigor Street shows?
Yeah, you did.
I was like,
did I?
Yeah. No, I just went for lunch and paid for it myself. Thanks, Darren.
Yeah. No such thing as a free lunch. It's a life lesson.
Oh, do you know what we didn't talk about? When we went for lunch last week, with the top brass.
And parents was half an hour late.
Yeah. And then the waiter told Damon to be quiet. Did you witness this?
I didn't, but I heard about it. Damon was just chatting away and the waiter's waiting for your order and just taps him on the shoulder and says, can you just be quiet?
He didn't even ask for my order. He come over and how we were seated was, so I was in front of the waiter, Darren was in front of me. To my right was Eamon. In front of Eamon was Chris. To Eamon's right then was Terrence. In front of Terrence was Owen. The waiter come over and for some reason he just talked to me and you, Darren. And Eamon was chanting to Terrence. And he goes, so here's today's specials. And then tipped Eamon on the shoulder. Goes, sorry, can you be quiet? And Eamon just went on with the specials. So he was like, what?
And they all left there. The male were a different perception of you, didn't they?
I was the victim of a character assassination. An ambush.
I think you went up in their books.
I don't.
This is my whole take on it. I think they respect you that bit more. And
because they spent a couple of hours in your company. And
I told them who you really are. Outside of
the walk. I think you went down in the books.
Potentially.
Yeah.
It's good to be feared though.
There was a comment made. There was a comment made about going to Emerald Park and Dan goes, I'd never been. And someone goes, because you wouldn't be able to run any of the rides.
There wasn't many people at the table.
It was Calvin.
It wasn't me. It was actually Chris.
Even worse. I can't even give out to him. To your boss. Would you rather be feared or loved?
Have you got any listener questions down? I'm not listening to this fella anymore.
That's a good question.
I want Terry to answer that one.
Would you rather be... people be afraid feared. Of you or people love you?
Feared, obviously.
He'd put his big masculine voice on. Feared.
Yeah, you would. You'd prefer that.
So you'd rather if at the Borgosh you walk out and instead of 2,000 people clapping, 2,000 people are running for the exits, screaming.
Yeah, see, I didn't think about it in my life. If I was the CEO of a place, you'd rather be feared, wouldn't you? Do you ever see like when people's bosses come into work and everyone kind of postures up and that? You'd rather that than come in and everyone's like, oh, great, he's in. Does that make sense?
Would you not rather be loved so people will give you that extra bit more? People are afraid to let you down.
I feel like there's a chance of leeway though with love.
Do you ever hear about
you won't.
People talking about Ferguson saying that they'd run through a wall for him because he was like the father to them.
Yeah, but they feared him.
Yeah, but they love him.
But they feared him more than they loved him.
Loved how much they were afraid of him.
They were afraid how much they loved him.
I think Ferg is the perfect example of that.
I don't know if that's the same kind of fear though. Like Saddam Hussein was feared.
Hang on, are we having a conversation about Ferguson being a terrorist?
They would have feared Ferguson, but they would have loved him as well. They know he's doing that for their good.
But I think all fear has to stem from something like that.
No, but Saddam Hussein, like, they weren't like, he's probably mustard gassing us for his own good.
Well,
or for our good.
Because we were talking about Bin Laden last week, didn't he not get people to go onto a plane for him and die?
I think that was different.
No, that they definitely were. They weren't afraid of him. That's not why they got on.
Well, wasn't it his plan?
They would have volunteered, though.
Yeah.
They were, yeah, brainwashed. They were radicalized. Like, that's.
And they nearly gave up the game because when they went to flight school, they did, like, take off and fly. And they said, okay, tomorrow's lesson, we're going to teach you how to land. And they were like, nope.
That's true. Yeah.
That's not a joke.
Fuck off.
Afterwards, they were like, yeah, it was weird. They never wanted to learn how to land the plane.
Fuck off, boys. Yeah. I'm not having this. No, I'm not having it. That's not real. I'm not having it.
I'm telling you.
No, it sounds like start of a bad joke.
It is.
No, it's true.
That's an ill-fated joke.
No.
It is absolutely true.
That's a Jimmy Carr joke. Do you know what? That's a Willard joke.
People reported them and they were like, it was a bit weird, but okay. And then afterwards, they're like, oh, well, actually, now it all makes sense. Joking.
I'm not having it.
No, look it up. Don't trust me. Don't take my word.
Marwan al-Shehi, he did flight school lessons, but the instructors later on noted he was a pretty bad pilot and he had... he's very poor at landing and he didn't have a whole lot of interest in getting any better at it. Hani Hanjour, he was another one. He got his license, but again, later on, the instructor said couldn't really land, wasn't that interested. There was only actually four pilots, yeah. One of them was good or decent and two of them, they got licenses, but they really weren't that bothered with improving their landing, which apparently were quite bad. There you go.
A lot of them said goodbye to their families as well, that they completely missed that. Like, they're always monitoring terrorist organizations, and then a lot of these people are like, right, ma'am, I love you, thanks very much, bye. And they're like, this is a bit weird, but they never put two and two together.
And this was all flagged.
Well, that's how the conspiracy of the American false flag, because they had so many opportunities to spot something and say, but how would you know?
And you know how they communicated with each other? Their secret messages between each other that the FBI and all never spotted. They had a Hotmail account, and if they wanted to send a message, they just write an email and put it in the drafts folder. And someone else would log in and read it.
So it never sent.
Yeah.
So it never transferred.
Different time.
Educated that.
Yeah, now you can't even bleed and send someone a DM without the government checking it.
That was the end of Hotmail. Do you want a question?
Yeah.
Play us, bro.
Fuck okay.
Me, man. Blading Hussein and Bin Laden and Ferguson.
Hussein what?
Yeah. He's doing like a Mount Rushmore, the worst people in the world.
Okay.
Sorry, did you see Real Ferdinand's Mount Rushmore? There's six people on it. Everyone's like, does he know what Mount Rushmore is?
For real.
Emer wants to know, do you think you've peed every minute of the day? She says, is there any minute, for example, 3 minutes past four in the morning, that you might have missed, or do you think you've done them all?
That's like,
definitely done
that's
them all.
That Ronaldo scoring every minute of a game.
Oh, sure, yourself.
Has he?
How many is there?
Many minutes in a day.
Many minutes in a 60 day. 60
by 60, isn't it?
60
by 24. 60 by 24. Go on, Owen.
40.
Go on.
Is it?
1,480.
Yeah, I think he's got me there.
No. I was right.
Were you right?
4-0.
4-0.
You are right.
Yeah.
Every minute, no. I'd say no.
What? No?
Yeah.
How have you not pissed at every minute of every day?
So you guarantee that you've pissed at 21 minutes past four in the morning?
I probably did that in the last week. You mean pissed at every minute of the day, boys?
You do piss a lot, though.
But think about when we were babies and all, boys, and we were pissing.
Pissing on yourself doesn't count.
Yeah, it does, bro. She didn't specify.
Pissing involuntarily.
Am I right, Al?
She did not specify, yeah.
There you go. This is what Owen tries to do every week.
So if you start at 1:29:54 and don't stop to 1:07, that counts as 2 minutes.
Yeah, still pissed.
Yeah, I'm pissed in two different minutes of the day, brother. She doesn't say, have you pissed for 60 seconds?
Yeah. I don't think I'm in agreement with that.
You've definitely done it, bro.
I don't think so.
George, your next question.
Please. Yeah.
Sean and Mayo wants to know what
Mayo.
Yes, Darden.
Yes. Feel like I say this every week now. Sorry, Ed.
Oh yeah.
Ed's not from Mayo.
From Cork.
He's from Cork.
He's Sorry, a Mayo Ed. Man though. He's a Mayo man.
Right. Sean from Mayo wants to know, what's one superpower you would not want?
That you wouldn't want. Does he give examples or not? No?
No, do your own work.
What are superpowers? Flight, invisibility.
I was never a big fan of the invisibility one.
It wouldn't really be a superpower if he didn't want it.
reading people's minds would be terrible because you'd be very upset because they'd probably be thinking mean stuff about you.
Yeah, and very like, loud.
You should know.
That'd be very noisy and cluttered, wouldn't it? Going around just bleeping people.
Yeah, but I'm sure you can turn that on and off.
No, it's a superpower. It's just there. Yeah. Imagine everyone you talk to, you can hear what they're thinking about you in their
head. Yeah, you don't want that.
No.
That's a good show. Injury.
Yeah. Being in your own head is enough to get me bollocks, boys. Thinking all day, I just bollocks. And then, then I come in and have to read your mind. No way, Dan.
Stevie from Down Under.
Yup.
Yup.
He says there's only one sauce you could have for the rest of your life with any meal.
It's garlic.
Mm.
Garlic sauce.
Aioli.
Yeah, garlic aioli sauce, yeah. Aioli sauce, isn't it?
Aioli?
No, it's aioli sauce. Garlic aioli, yeah.
Taco anyway.
It's not. That's not a bad show. Garlic sauce, yeah.
I have garlic with everything, but do you know what's up there, boys? That blade and relish.
Relish?
Yeah, bro.
Is relish a sauce?
That's mad middle class.
That's like saying peanut butter is a sauce.
Not
no, it is.
Spread. It's isn't a spread, it? Yeah, so is peanut what? Butter.
No, you got it in the tub like a ketchup bottle.
You dip things into it?
Yeah, you eat your chips or you put on your bagels or you eat it with your fruit.
But it's thick. It has lumps in it sometimes.
Yeah, it has lumps in it.
Yeah, that's not a sauce, boys. So I'm not having that.
But it's...
Can we put that out to the public? Is relish a sauce? I don't think
it's a sauce.
I don't think it qualifies. What? No, Terry, I'm not having it.
And it comes
garnish.
In, or
but it comes in that tub.
Condiment, yeah. Condiment, not having
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it'd be more like it, yeah.
Is mustard a sauce?
Mustard yeah.
sauce.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think a sauce has to be something you put over the entire dish. You yeah. cook something in a sauce.
Yeah.
You cook something in mustard.
Mustard, no.
You can cook chicken in mustard.
Does he mean sauce no. or condiments?
That's yeah.
Ask him.
Email him back there, Alan. Hopefully,
what time is it in Australia now?
Yeah.
McGinty.
Do you want to deal with me? 3, 2, 1. Mick! What are you doing there? Mickey!
You look stupid.
Does it every week, anyway.
Stupid every week.
McGinty wants to know, what business would you like to think you could make success of?
That's a great question. That is a terrific question. Do you know what I thought would have been a great idea when I was in college? But obviously, like
vending machines.
No, like a 24/7 shop. So you can be like at 1 a.m. when you're having a piss, or 7 minutes past 1 when you're having that piss, just to make sure you pissed at that minute. Be like, I'd love a Tango Twister now. And someone's like, no problem. No, and deliver it to you. I got this a Tango Twister. No matter what you want. So it is essentially they have like a centre. And whatever you want, they'll deliver that to you.
Delivery's gonna cost more than the ice cream.
Yeah, but like, I don't know, you subscribe to it.
So it's Deliveroo you're describing.
No, but you can't get a Tango Twister on Deliveroo. I know Shopee do it, but like, that's only at a certain time. Does it cut off? I think that's a 24-hour thing you can get ice cream. I like that.
I don't think that is Deliveroo. That's all that is.
Show me a Tango Twister on Deliveroo.
I think that's, what's those things Shopee called when you make it up? There's no such thing as a Tango Twister. It was never called that. When you misremember something.
The Mandela effect.
The Mandela effect.
Yeah, well, you know what I'm on about.
Yeah.
What does it matter?
There's no such thing as a Tangle Twister.
Yeah, it was just called the Twister. It was never called the Tango Twister.
I don't like him, man.
Whoa. It used to be called a Tangle Twister, I think.
Oh, it didn't.
I've got a picture here of a Tangle Twister.
Thanks very much.
He literally has the evidence.
For a man who's bringing receipts.
It's like when you're caught in court in the CCTV. Yeah. I'll tell you, it wasn't me.
Sorry, I don't know if you've ever heard. I haven't been caught in court. I'm 2-0.
Yeah, follow point.
Yeah.
No, your court record's the same as your quiz record, but yeah, backwards.
The opposite.
Is that an early yellow card?
You want to see?
Can he start?
Can he be on minus
Calvin
points?
Start on next one, minus one.
Minus one.
And what about him?
What did he say that he was?
What
minus
did he
one?
Do? Yeah.
Can't remember, but I
know.
Them off.
If I tell you, can I come back?
Horrendous.
Up?
Nope.
If you tell me, I'll make it a half point down.
I sag down, Stug.
Yeah. I know that you can't. No,
is that,
you
one
can't.
And a half down. I'm taking another point.
You can't
I'm
do
taking
that.
Another
like,
point.
That's like, hang on for a minute. That's like me being up on a section, right? Me being up on a section, and the guy is saying, if you tell me who did it with you, I'll half your sentence. And I go, it was Terrence. And be like, right, the 2 years are getting 2 years. And I'd be like, what? This is how I got suspended from school. Did I ever tell you about that? First and only time I ever got suspended.
What'd you do?
We're walking down the hall, yeah? And there was a female teacher in front of us.
Oh, and someone said something.
All the lads were giving a stick and everyone was laughing and what have you. And she turned around and said something. I was in the front beside the fella. So we get called out of class over to the principal's office. And he says to us, look, he's a big and old enough now. If you go over and apologise to her, we'll leave her at that. And there'll be nothing else said. Right, no problem. But we were in 6 years. She was teaching the 5th years, who are basically the same age as you. So we had to go into that class in front of all of them and apologise to her. And we're like, look, we were just there in the crowd. It wasn't just so. And she's like, look, I know it wasn't only you. And I appreciate the fact you had to come over and say, sorry, thanks very much. Go back over to the office then, get handed a suspension letter.
I was like, he fucking got us good. That, he got us good. He fucking got us good.
If you're going to go and grovel, you shouldn't get the punishment. I'm right though about, what did you call it?
Tangle Twister.
Tango or Tangle?
Whatever, bro.
No.
Yeah, I'm not seeing a lot of Tangle here. I think you might be right. There's one picture of a Tangle Twister.
No, there was a Tangle, but Tango never existed. But everyone called it Tango Twister.
Yeah.
Tango?
Yeah, but it was never Tango.
Well, this really? Is like, this is like a pseudo cream.
It's a tiny thing, is it?
Yeah. But this is like pseudo cream. It was never called that. And then because so many people called it that, they changed the name.
What was it called before
that? I don't know. Pseudo or something like that. Did you ever hear of that one?
No.
You can Google that. That's a fact.
All right. What business are you setting up, Terry?
Do you know what I thought was mad? Do you know the way they legalized weed in America? Like, years
place
ago.
Place smells now. Everywhere you go just stinks.
But Instagram would have been a great name for a distillery. A weed distillery. Wouldn't it? Instagram.
Could still be a great name for something.
Do you know what I mean? Because you're getting grams delivered so quickly.
Yeah.
Instagram.
One of them people, except for they're not delivering Tango Twisters.
Yeah.
All right. One more for you. From Kieran. Doesn't say where he's from.
Right.
He says, I was reading up on the various Secret Service code names they've used for US presidents over the years. He gives some examples. JFK was Lancer.
Did he say why?
Yeah, that was Camelot. A nod to Camelot.
Why?
And the legendary knight Lancelot.
He was obsessed with King Arthur and the Round Table, and he thought they were like a royal family of Boston.
Yeah, the Kennedy.
I like it.
Donald Trump is a real Camelot. He got the worst one out of everyone.
Mogul.
Yeah.
Yeah. Clinton was Eagle. George W. Bush was Trailblazer. Barack Obama was Renegade. And Joe Biden was Celtic.
Renegade, because that's his favourite Eminem song.
His one, maybe. Maybe that's what he picked there. Apparently chosen for its bold and independent connotation. Anyway.
What? Yeah, what's this got to do with
that?
Kieran's question is, what would your Secret Service code name be?
Coosie.
Oh.
Itchy.
Boys, I was about to say the most childish thing ever there, and I'm not even going to do it. I'm not. I'm leaving it.
This one hasn't really landed with you, Terry, has it?
I have a good one, bro. I have a good one. It's a callback.
How about you give each other one? How about that? Give each other one.
Blue Ribbon. Yeah. Oh, no, sure, you didn't get that right in the quiz, Alan. Yeah, so Blue Ribbon was the original name of Nike.
Didn't need to get that right. Still won.
It's still win.
Asterix.
Nah, he won fair and square, but he should.
Fair and square. Would you stop it,
Jack? Been sent off.
Fair and square.
Him?
Yeah.
I asked to be sent off.
I think it was.
I don't know what is all this moral judgment.
Yeah.
Saying the Russians won fair and square in the Olympics. Ah, yeah.
No.
They're also on the juice like you.
Yeah, you're on the juice, yeah.
I like this. Ah, juicing.
Juice. There's his code name.
Yeah.
OJ's name was the juice.
OJ's nickname, the juice.
Yeah.
Why?
OJ.
Oh.
Still doesn't know why. Am I right? Yeah.
OJ.
Orange OJ juice.
Ah, so it's only one juice. I didn't want to say orange juice in case it sounded chill. But anyways, that's our episode of Talking More Bollocks.
You never got a code name.
Oh, yeah.
Code name.
You have to give him one. So yours is...
Give it to him.
What's a code name for someone who doesn't pay people? Code name Clearly. It's not defamation. It's not defamation.
I'll
be case.
Oh, we have proof.
I can't argue this week.
How much you just went and shrugged.
No. We'll just call him Headache and wrap it up there.
Panadol.
Yeah. There we go. That's our episode of Talking More Bollocks. Darden, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
No problem.
What did you want me to do?
Daddy, wrap it up.
Send your questions. Send whatever you want to talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com. Calvin, I did a hotbox session last week. I'm still thinking about it. That heat just hits different.
Yeah, that proper finish blast followed by the cold plunge. I felt brand new after my one. It's an unreal spot as well. Proper escape.
Yeah, I went there and wrecked and I came out flouting. It's not just for recovery either. It's a great spot to catch up with your mates or even sweat the fur though.
Yeah, they have a sus. I was at the one in Meath, but they're in Sligo, Kilkenny, Louth and Dublin. Which one do you go to?
Dublin, obviously. If you fancy giving it a go, hit up thehotboxauna.ie or check them out on Instagram @thehotboxauna.
And here's a bonus for you. Use the code TALKINBOLLOCKS10 for 10% off your session. You'll thank us later.
That all right, Al?
Yeah.
Take us out, bro. Boom!
Go Loud presents Talking More Bollocks. Proudly supported by the Hotbox Sauna. Need a reset? Sweat it out at the Hotbox Sauna. Ireland's number one sauna and cold plunge experience. Recharge, relax and reconnect in stunning outdoor locations. Book your session now at thehotboxsauna.ie. Go Loud. Sounds better with us. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in it now. Fill your body up. Walk it hard and slow. When you finish that.
The hip knocker. Come down.